Hi, my name is Thomas.
I'm Riley.
And I'm Chase.
And today we're going to be interviewing Chase about everything. All right. So, Chase, what are your thoughts about this radio broadcasting class?
I think it's pretty cool. I mean, this is my first time being in here, and I've honestly always wanted to do podcasts. I thought they were really cool, and I always just walked by the building and not really knew what it was about, but being in here is a pretty cool experience. So I think it's a great class, and I plan on taking it soon.
That's hype. That's hype.
Yeah.
So, Chase, what is your favorite class here at Sheldon High?
Oh, good golly.
You can give us a couple if you'd like to.
Favorite class. Man, that's a hard one. I really enjoy strength and conditioning, especially if you have friends in that class.
See, I took strength and conditioning third trimester, and that's when you do the most running. Uh-huh. So I didn't like that one as much, but I probably just got the short end of the stick there. But so you got any other favorite classes other than strength and conditioning?
Man, I don't know.
Earth and space science.
Oh, man. That is probably my least favorite class, to be honest with you.
It's got good people, though. That's for
it's
sure.
It's got good people, but science is not my forte.
Yeah. What's your favorite memory from school?
Favorite memory from school? Oh, man. There's a lot of good memories that have happened at school. Probably 8th grade, probably just 8th grade in general, because in 8th grade, I kind of took over the school. I was like that kid that could do whatever they wanted, and the teachers just liked me. So, and I like ran dances, I planned dances. I did a glow dance at the end of the year as a punishment, and it wasn't really a punishment. So that was 8th grade year, just in general. Was a good memory.
All right. What do you think about headlocks?
Headlocks. That's a good one. Well, from like wrestling terms, we've been actually practicing front headlocks a lot lately because it is a very effective move. So I love headlocks. I mean, I don't know what you guys think about headlocks, but like in wrestling, you have to have an arm in the lock. You can't just go around the neck because that's potentially dangerous. But so, like, headlocks for me, you have to have the arm in the headlock, which is kind of lame, I guess. But front headlocks, headlocks in general, effective. They're great.
I bet. So what are your thoughts on wrestling?
Like, in general.
Like, in general, wrestling. Like,
as a sport.
What are your favorite things? What do you like about wrestling? What are your thoughts on it?
I think it's one of those sports out there that's the last sport to, like, actually, I guess, actually, you can apply it to real life. You know, like, in wrestling, you have to work so hard, and you cannot quit, because if you quit, you lose. I feel like that's like in real life, you know, you quit, you lose, you got to just keep going. And wrestling is, the main thing is with wrestling is mental toughness is what our coaches say. Like, you have to have mental toughness and life as well. So, I mean, it's just always put into our brains out there on the mat, and our coaches say to us is, you have to have mental toughness. We're teaching you how to be men. We're teaching you how to do life right. So I really appreciate the sport because I can apply it to real life and go through hard things on the mat and hard things in life and know how to not quit, I guess.
That was good.
It was deep. Was yeah.
So... Now we've had your thoughts on wrestling. What are your thoughts on lacrosse?
Lacrosse. I don't play lacrosse, but I think it's great. I think it's awesome.
You get to beat people with metal sticks.
Yeah, you get to beat people with sticks. That's great.
And
I don't know how you guys catch the ball, though.
It's hard, especially if you got like a big chunker over your shoulder.
Yeah.
And they're like on your hips. And then you drop it and then they start smacking you.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if I'd be able to. I could try lacrosse, but I don't know how good I'd be. I don't. I mean, I might try it. Who knows? But it seems like the ball is going so fast. It's so tiny. Like, and you got to try to catch it in that little net.
Can really, like, improve your hand-eye coordination with
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
The fastest, like, shot is, like, 127 miles per hour.
See, that's crazy, bro.
And those are, like, rubber balls.
I would hate to be the goalie and get, like, pegged with one of those.
It doesn't hurt that
I just
bad.
Take shots. Just soak them up.
Yeah.
That's all you do.
Just eat the shots. Jeez. That's crazy. Do you have any, like, crazy whack stories about getting hurt in lacrosse?
Nah. One time I did play goalie for a little bit. I played a little in high school and kind of got destroyed. Uh-huh. But in middle school, I was going and I caught a ball with like my armpit.
Oh.
Like my hand went out to stop it and the ball just went straight down my shirt and hit me in the armpit. And I couldn't find it for a bit because my shirt was tucked in.
Jeez.
Just no one knew where the ball went.
Oh, man.
The first time I played lacrosse, I think I was in the third grade, and we got those little, I mean, I didn't play, but, like, I got those little, like, they're called fiddle sticks.
Oh, yeah.
And they're lacrosse sticks. They're probably, like, 3 feet, maybe 2 feet long. And that's, like, the first time I ever played, and then I still haven't played, but, like, I go and, like, to the field and have fun with friends. I've done that lately.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah. So, back to wrestling. So, what is your thoughts on, like, What happens for you when you win a match? Like,
when I win a match, it's a weird feeling. Like, for me, I don't always like to be very showboaty and like, oh yeah, I just beat this kid, unless it's like a finals match or like a really big match, I guess. So when I win a match, I just immediately have respect for the other guy, or even if I lose a match, you know, I just got respect for the other guy. You know, they just went out there and fought it out with you, and it's just you and him going at it. So I just, you know, you get up and you shake hands with the guy and you have respect for him, walk off the mat, get ready for your next match, or, you know, break down how that match went and good things and bad things. And just learn from every match. So, I guess always just try to stay humble.
All right. So, what's your record?
My record? I actually don't know my record.
Because you've won too many matches?
No.
Because he's lost too many.
Oh. Yeah, I think I honestly did better last year, which was my first year, mm-hmm. than I have this year. But... yeah, I don't know. We figure out our records at the end of the year. I mean, I could probably figure it out if I wanted to, but I just haven't. So.
I see.
Yeah.
All right, I got a question. So when it comes to, like, candies.
Like, yeah.
If you had to rank top five, what would they be?
Top five. Hmm. Dude. Oh, man, that's so hard. Candies are so good. Just every, I'm more of like a chocolate guy. So I think I'd say like Kit Kats, Twix, Milky Way. I like Skittles a lot actually too. And then probably like, man, I don't know. I don't know what the last one would be. We can just throw M&Ms in there.
I don't even
like those.
I've been thinking Gushers lately.
Oh.
That sounds so good now.
Gushers are good.
Yeah. See, then
Gushers are good.
Something like that happens. You say like, oh, name your top five. And then you say something like Gushers. And it's just like, oh, maybe that's on the list.
I was thinking peach rings too. Man,
peach rings are good.
Those are so good.
Those are kind of underrated. Nobody like gets those.
In bulk, yeah.
That's true.
What's your, what do you like the most about wrestling? Other than like beating people up for fun?
it's just, I don't know. I get so into it. Like, I'm able to just take everything out on the mat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you may have, like, a bad day. You can walk into the room and just wrestle and get it all out. And it's just so, it's so different. It's such a different sport than the rest. And it's just never gets boring, I guess. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's so hard. And I ask myself all the time, like, why am I doing this? Like, this sucks. But at the end of the day, it's just, you got to really love it to keep with it. And I think it's a great sport.
Yeah. All right. And now we're coming up on our last question here, I think.
Yeah, this is about our last question.
Okay. So what would you tell a kid who wants to wrestle, wants to start wrestling, but, like, doesn't know if it's, like, their sport? Like, what would you tell them?
I would tell them to come out and try it. If they don't think it's their sport, to come out and try it. And I think every person out there can have a little appreciation for it. Because when I came in and tried it for the first time, I just loved it right away. So I would just tell people out there just to try it, stick with it. You know, if it really isn't working for you, then, you know, drop the sport, go find something else. It's all right if it's not for you. But wrestling does teach you a lot at the end of the day. So I guess, yeah, just come out and try it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why not? You have nothing to lose. Learn something.
All right.
All right. I think.
Thanks for coming in, Chase.
Yeah, thank you.
We had a great time, and we hope to see you again.
Yeah, sometime. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome.
Only on 91.9 KRVM.